Good morning, everyone. Exodus 20, verses 3 to 5. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, I'm a jealous God. Exodus 34, verse 14. Do not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. And we're looking for Mark 12, verse 30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Okay, we are looking for Revelation 4, verse 11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have being.
Let's pray together as we look at some of these passages. Father God, we thank you for every characteristic of yours that we've been thinking about over the last year. And we pray, Lord, that by your Spirit, you will help us understand something new about yourself today that perhaps we haven't really thought much about in the past. So be with us and help us, and may you be writing your word on our hearts. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. Now I'm wondering, particularly if you're one of the younger ones today, can you remember a time recently when perhaps you've been a bit jealous? A bit jealous of something that someone has had. Perhaps, you know, you're at school and then your friend, you know, arrives at school and they've got some new shoes and you think, oh man, I really would have loved some shoes like that. Or perhaps it's a friend's birthday and suddenly they get this super duper present and you think, oh, I really wish I had what that person has got. Do you know, we all struggle with wanting something that others have. And that doesn't change the older you get. Even as adults, we can want things that other people have. And when we compare ourselves to others and are not content with what we have, we feel jealous. Jealous. And comparing yourself with others and being discontent, well, it causes you to be unthankful, a bit grumpy and unhappy. This kind of jealousy is a bad thing. And it's something the Bible says that as God's people, we're not to show. Which is why it's surprising to read in the Bible that God is jealous. I wonder if that word made you think, ooh, as we read it earlier. Exodus 20. It's in the Ten Commandments. It says, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. And then in the same book, Exodus 34, a few chapters along, it says, do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Do you know, in fact, knowing that God is a jealous God is so important. It's one of the first things that God teaches his saved people about himself. And he tells his people about his jealousy in many different places of the Bible. So you might be thinking, hang on a minute. Isn't it bad to be jealous? How can a perfect God be a jealous God? Good question. How can a perfect God be a jealous God? Well, let me try and explain. You see, the Bible speaks of God being jealous for his name and for his people. He's jealous for his name and he's jealous for his people. And God's jealousy for both of those things are very, very good and right indeed, as I hope we'll discover. Let's think about each in turn. Firstly, God is jealous for his name. You see, as we read in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, we read that God is the creator of all. And as the creator of all, he is worthy of all our praise, all our adoration and thanks and affection and love. He is worthy. And he's deeply committed to seeking and protecting his own honour. It's why he commands his people not to bow down to idols, things that are not the true God. He says, for I, the Lord, your God, I'm a jealous God. Don't bow down to them. I'm jealous. Those things don't deserve glory and honour. But actually, I do. I do. The Lord desires that worship is given to himself and not to things that aren't God. And that's not a selfish thing. It's not a selfish thing because he really is worthy. Yeah, if I'm sort of saying, you all must worship me, and it's because I'm not worthy. But God is. He's the creator of all. There is no life without him. So when God is jealous for his name, for us to honour him, it's what he deserves and is right and good. So God is jealous for his name. He continually seeks to protect his own honour as the one and only God. So God is jealous for his name, but secondly, he's jealous for his people. You see, God loves his people and is jealous for their love and obedience. It's why Jesus said that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart. Not part of your heart, not most of your heart, but all of your heart, 100% of it. We are all in danger of making pretend gods in our lives. Things that we live for and worship, but things that are not God at all. Some people literally make statues, idols to bow down in front of. But I guess most of us don't do that. Instead, we fill our hearts and our minds with things other than God. We can make good things like toys and hobbies and possessions and money or friends or jobs. We can make all these things more important than God. And they become idols of our heart. Let me try and illustrate. Here, I've got a jug here. And I need someone to help me because I've just forgotten something really important and I need an adult. Marianne, could you go and get two jugs of water for me? Thank you. So here's a jug. And this jug represents somebody's heart. Okay, it represents somebody's heart. Now, we fill our lives with all sorts of things. We fill our hearts with all sorts of things that aren't God and cannot be God. Okay? So, you know, things can become really important to us. So it could be our toys. Oh, yeah, I just love this toy. It's all I want to do, or to play with this toy. So there's a nice little toy in there. We'll stick that in our heart. It might be a computer game and you want to spend all afternoon playing the computer game. You think this is what life is all about. It's wonderful. So here's a computer mouse to represent a computer game. It could be a certain pop star. Who can tell me who this is? Yep. Taylor Swift, the lady of the moment. Biggest lady on the planet, it seems, at the moment. She can fill our hearts. Thank you very much, Marianne. Thank you. So we'll stick Taylor in there as well. But it can be other things, can't it, as well, that our lives are filled with. It can be with family and friends. People are the most important things in our lives, and there's no space for God. So here, I'm going to stick some photos in there, some family. Of course, people can live for money. Money can be fill our hearts. Kind of, all I want to do is be as rich as I get older. It can be sports and hobbies. like playing tennis or table tennis or golf or windsurfing or whatever you like to do. So we can stick those in our hearts. And of course, it can be our possessions. Cool, we all love our phones, don't we? Spend all day on it and social media. Great fun. So our phones, it can be keys to our house. We all want our property. Isn't it great? Yeah. And that's what it's about. And of course, we all love our cars. Yeah, nice to have a car, isn't it? We can fill our hearts with all these different things that we sort of live for. And they become idols in our lives, the most important things in our lives. But just have a look in it for a moment. Does any one of these things fill the jug, fill our hearts? Do all of the things together fill our heart? No, because there's still spaces and holes around, isn't there? Not one single thing, nor all the things together, can fill our hearts and satisfy our hearts. But look what happens. If I empty all these things out, and I hope there's going to be enough water. Not the purpose for which it was intended, but... Thank you, Lord. Is that jug full now? To the brim. To the brim. You see, God is like the water in that jug. Only He can completely fill our hearts. And God is jealous for your heart and my heart. He wants it to be full of Him. Not only because He is worthy to fill our hearts, but also because God is jealous for you to be completely satisfied. And you can only be completely satisfied in your life if God is number one in your life. You can only be completely satisfied if you're living for the true and living God, not if you're living for things that aren't God, idols. They will only leave holes in your life. And so God is jealous for you to find your true happiness in Him. How jealous is God for you to honour Him and to find your deepest happiness in Him? How jealous is He? Do you know His jealousy is so strong, it led Him to send His Son Jesus to die. God's jealousy, aroused by our sin, demands God's judgment. Jesus' death shows what our sins deserve. We all deserve to be punished for filling our lives with idols. But God's jealousy for His honour and our love and happiness is so strong, it led Him to send His Son to take the punishment for our sins on the cross. God is so jealous for your happiness to be in Him that He sent His Son to die to make it a reality. What does the jealousy of God mean for you and me? Well, firstly, perhaps the jealousy of God has woken you up this morning. Woken you up to the need for God in your life. Maybe for the first time today you've realised that you've not given God number one place in your life. And you realise this morning that you need His forgiveness. If that's you today, come to God today by trusting in Jesus. And God promises to forgive you. Ask Him to fill your heart and for Him to be number one in your life. But maybe you came this morning and you'd already say you're a Christian. Well, if that's you, I hope the jealousy of God has reminded you to always give God first place in your life. That's why some of you have made these hands this morning. Saying number one, and it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart. This is the place that God deserves in our lives. And if we claim to be his people, love for God with all our heart should mark our lives. It's easy to allow other things to creep into our hearts, other things that start to push God out. I won't drop my mouse in there, but you would know what would happen. Yeah? Other things can start to push God out. Well, if that's happening to you, ask God for his forgiveness today and recommit your life to living wholeheartedly for him. Finally, the jealousy of God should make us jealous for God. The jealousy of God should make us jealous for God. We should be jealous for God to be honoured and loved. We should be jealous for our friends and family and members of our community who live for things that can never satisfy them. We should be jealous that they honour God and jealous that they find their true satisfaction in him, because when we are jealous for God, we want what's best for God and we want what's best for other people. That's why jealousy for God will lead us to do what we can to help introduce others to Jesus, so that they can find in Jesus the one who alone can truly fill their lives. And you know, understanding the jealousy of God will make us pray the Lord's Prayer with greater conviction. I wonder if you noticed the connection between the jealousy of God and the Lord's Prayer. See, the jealousy for God is at the top of the agenda in the Lord's Prayer, isn't it? Because what's the first thing we pray? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Honoured be your name. May the whole world give you the honour that is due for you. That is a prayer of jealousy for God. And we will only pray that prayer and mean it if we are jealous for the Lord to be loved and honoured by those who currently don't. It's a quality of God we don't often think about, but it's a glorious quality of God, the jealousy of God. His desire for him to be honoured because he is worthy. And his great, great love for us that demands, calls us to find our satisfaction in him, because that's the only place we can find true and lasting satisfaction. God's jealousy is not to, for your heart to be something that you don't want, you know, won't satisfy. He wants you to be the happiest, the most fulfilled that you can be. And that can only happen if we find our true meaning and fill our hearts in with him, the true and living God, the jealousy of God. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for revealing yourself to us. Lord, if we were to make a God up, we would make a jealous God. But Lord, it's what you are, because you've revealed it in your word. And actually, your jealousy is so unlike ours. Your jealousy is a good jealousy, a good desire and yearning and passion for that which you deserve and that which is for our best. Thank you. You are worthy as our jealous God. And your jealousy for your honour and for us is a wonderful thing. We thank you. Thank you so much for sending Jesus, that shows us just how passionate you are for your honour and for our love. Thank you for our Saviour. Thank you that he died because we have lived for things other than you. Thank you for the fresh start that we can have in him. Please help us to put you fully on the throne of our lives as number one. Please fill our hearts once more, we pray. Amen.